Okay, today is Daf Chav Hey. We are on the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We are like two lines before the lines get wide. Bameh Mafisim. What were the Kahanim wearing when they had the pious lottery? What were they wearing? So, Rav Nachman Amar, Big Dechol. Rav Nachman says they're wearing regular clothing. Big Dechol. Rav Sheshes Amar, Big Dechodesh. Rav Sheshes says they were wearing Big Dechodesh.
Why not?
You'll see in a second. The Nafkimid, I'm not sure, but you see why they hold the way they hold. The Nachman are big dechol. The Nachman says they're wearing big dechol. The E Amart, big de kodesh. If you're telling me that they were wearing big de kodesh and they're all ready to do the avoda, and everyone's standing there ready, you know what's going to happen? Ikabali's roos. You have these strong arm guys, and they're already ready, right? The Chamsi v'Avdi. They're going to push away, and they're going to do their avodah. Kevani Pius, not interested in who won the lottery. We're doing their avodah. How are you going to stop them? They're stronger than you. You hear this? The Kahanim, Tzadikim, the Zvizim. But they're going to push you away, and they're going to do the avodah. If they're wearing Big Dechol, they have to go change. By the time everyone changes, everyone all calms down. Right? So therefore, doing a Big Dechol, whoever wins the Pius will get to do the avodah. No one's going to stop them. Rosh Hashanah, someone else, Big Dechodesh. Just the opposite, Big Day Kodesh. The Amid Big Day Chol. If you tell me they weren't Big Day Chol, then Agav Chivivusei, because they're so excited to do the Avodah, Mikri V'Avdi, they're going to do the Avodah, even though they're wearing regular clothing. Can't have them wearing regular clothing. They must be wearing Big Day Kahuna. Amar of Nachman, so Nachman says, Menah Aminala, how do I know I'm right? That what? That we're wearing Big Day Chol. How do I know I'm right? Play how I know. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah in Tamid, right? After the pious, Misarun l'chazonin. They gave the Kahanim over to the Chazan. The Chazan means the Shamus. Right? V'hayu mafshitin oson es bigdehen. And the Chazan would help them take off their clothing. V'lo hayu manichin aleim ele mechtasayim v'vad. And the only thing they were wearing were pants. Okay? My love, aren't we talking about ba'oson shezachol l'pious? Aren't we talking about those that won the pious? Right? Meaning, they were in Big Dechol. The shamus came, the assistant came, took off their clothing, or not the pants, because the pants is a sneer's issue to put on your own pants. And what do you see from here? You see from here that they were in Big Dechol. They were in Big Dechol. Right? Amr of Huna bar Yehuda, Amr of Sheshes. Well, no. They weren't. No, the Mishnah's talking about ba'osan shelo zachul l'pious. Those that didn't win the pious, the losers from the pious, would come back, and the shamus would help them get undressed, leave the pants on because that's a tznius issue. But what do you see they were wearing? They were wearing big day kodesh. As a matter of fact, hachinami mistabra. That actually makes a lot of sense. That what? They were wearing pants. That they were wearing big day kodesh. If you're telling me that this was the losers of the pious went over here, what are we talking about now? We're talking about they're wearing big day chol. They come in, right? They're wearing big day chol. They come in and they let them only wear the pants. That doesn't make any sense. Botanya, menayin shelo yehi davar kodem lemichnasayim. The pants is the first thing that gets put on. Talmud lomar umichnasay bad yiyal basaro. It's the first. So of course they're wearing big day kodesh the whole time. What does it mean? It means when they got undressed. But of course they got dressed. It doesn't make any sense. Ve'idach. And what does Reb Nachman say back to this? He agreed that the pants have to be put on. Hello, Kasha, not a Kasha. Hachikitani. This is how that Mishnah reads. Ad she'odan alehen big dechol. While they're wearing the big dechol, malbishin osam michnasei kodesh. They put on the pants. V'hayu mafshitin osam big dechol. And then they took off their big dechol. V'lo hayu manichin ele michnasayim levad. And all they had on was their pants. In other words, a person's wearing a pants and a shirt, right? So the first thing he did was put on the big day kodesh of the pants, but he's still wearing the big day chol of the shirt. Then they took that off. So the order is fine. What?
they took up the shirt.
Exactly.
Don't they have to go to the mikvah before they do the avodah?
Maybe they went to the mikvah already. Yeah, it's a good question.
They had their pants on. And they still had their shirt on.
She's saying if they...
If they put on the pants, if they took off the pants...
So that going to the mikvah throws a monkey wrench into everything. Because then they have to go to the mikvah. I won the pious. So I don't know when they went to the mikvah. They might have gone before this.
Before the
Duavod? Yeah.
You didn't follow them, though?
No, yeah, I don't know. It's mashma, but there was like no time. The minute you win the pious, it's go start doing the avoda. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can take a 20-minute...
Right, so they all have to go.
Right.
Huh? Well, they all have to go.
Right, we'll take a 20-minute break now, we go to the mikvah. Unlikely.
They had no time to go, right? Just in case they win the pious.
Right.
They took off their pants, they're still wearing their shirt.
See, in other words, when they went to the mikvah.
Pants, still wearing their
shirt. So let's back up. They went to the mikvah, they came out of the mikvah, now what did they get dressed in?
Yeah.
Either okay. Big Day Chol or Big Day Kodesh. Amar of Sheshes, Mana Aminala, how do I know that we're in Big Day Kodesh? Which Rav Sheshes said. Ditanya, because we learned in a Braisa. Lishkas Hagazis, the room. They call it in English, the chamber of the hewn stone, right? That's what it means. That's what the Sanhedrin was. What? It doesn't sound like that. Lishkas Hagazis came in Basiliki Gedola Haisa. It was a big basilica. It was a big room. Pious Bimizracha. The pious was in the eastern side of the room. Vizakon Yoshev Bimrarava. And an old man was sitting in the western side of the room. Vakahanim mukafin vaomdim kimin bekulyar, and the kahanim was standing in a circle. Vahamamuna ba, the mamuna came. Vinotel mitznefes merosho shel echad mehen. He took off the hat of one of them. So the Rambam says, I think it was the Rambam says, and then he puts the hat right back on. Otherwise, sitting without a yarmulke, right? He puts it right back on. Oh, we started with you, Reuven. We started with you. The Yodin, we'll see what Tosfos has to say about this in a minute. The Yodin, and then they would know, Shemimenu Pais Maschil, that the pious starts from this guy Reuven who they took off his hat. Now, if Esau could die tech be Big Day Chol, it's a very strange question. If you're telling me that it was Big Day Chol, what's he wearing a hat for? Mitznefes, Big Day Chol, Mi'ika? It doesn't mean a yarmulke or a guy wears a hat. That's not what it means. It means a mitznefes, a Big Day Kahuna hat. He's wearing a Big Day Kahuna hat down the street. That's a little funny.
Especially if you just right? Say
the what?
Especially if you
say the right, first. Right. Inya! Ketani Rav Yehuda, Vitamer Rishon by Yehuda. That's not such a kasha. Kohen, She'asis Alo Imo Kisones. If a mother made for you a Kisones, Ovid Ba'avodas Yachid. You were allowed to wear it. When you did Avodas Yachid. Now we did Avodas Yachid. So what's the difference between a hat and a shirt? No difference. So it could be his mother made him a hat. His wife made him a hat. And that's the hat he's wearing. So he's allowed to wear it.
Do you mean everybody is wearing these hats?
Exactly. So it has the status of Big Day Kahuna. Even though it's officially Big Day Chol. Amar Abaya. Says Abaya. Shmamina, you see from here, that Lishkas Hagazis, Chetzi Bakodesh v'Chetzi Bachol. Half of it was in the Kodesh, and half of it was in the Chol. How do you see that from here? We'll explain it in a minute. Ushmamina, and you also see from here, that Shnei Psachim Hayula. It had two entrances. Echad Pasuach Bakodesh, Echad Pasuach Bachol. One open into the Kodesh, one open into the Chol. Diesel kadaita kula b'kodesh, because if the whole thing was Kodesh, right? Zakon Yoshi b'ma'arava, the Zakon was sitting in the western side of the room. The western side of the room was Kodesh. V'amar mar ein yeshiva b'azara el lamech machas davel b'vad. You're not allowed to sit in the azara. You're not allowed to sit in the makom Kodesh, only if you're a king. This old man sitting there wasn't a king. As a matter of fact, the whole Sanhedrin couldn't sit. How'd they sit? The answer is, they sat in the Chol part of the room. Because you can't sit in Kodesh. Right? Now the Gemara says, V'sol kadaitach kula b'chol. Okay, we'll stop. Okay, we'll do that half in a minute. So it must have been It must have been chol, because otherwise how could a guy be sitting down? Right, so half through must have been chol. Okay? Says Tosvos, in the second to last Tosvos here, Ein Yeshiva Bazara. Is that true? You're not allowed to sit? Tema. The Amar Beparak Beis is Zvachim. In the second parak of Zvachim it says as follows. Ma Yoshev Sheochel Sham Ad Chilel. Ma Yoshev Sheochel Im Avad Chilel. That's talking about a case over there in Zvachim. But then the Gemara says, V'hechi Achil. How on earth could someone sit down and eat? How could a Kohen sit down and eat? V'ein Yeshiva Bazar, you're not allowed to sit down. So the Tosus is going to give three reasons, three answers. Number one, V'yesh Lomar, She'ochel b'kachim kalam hanecha m'chal ha'ir. Now a man, if he's eating kachim kalam outside the Beis HaMikdash, somewhere else in Yerushalayim. And the question was, did he make a chil? That's answer number one. That's the easiest answer. Well, he wasn't here. He wasn't gezunt. No, he wasn't here. He was there. What if he's here? Number two, Inami Amar Re Baravram, Dafal Gaf De Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Malchus Beis David. Listen to this. Even though only a Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit down, how do you know a Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit down? We'll see that in a minute. Hani Mili L'Dvarim De Lav Tzorech Avoda. That's only true if it's something not for the Avoda. Then you're not allowed to sit down. I'm tired. I want to sit down. Not allowed to. I want to do a pious. Let's sit down and do a pious. Easier to do it sitting down. The answer is, you're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to? Because a pious was not a voda. It was a gzeira. You shouldn't kill each other. It's not a voda. Right? Aval achila tzarech avodahi. Eating the carbon is an avoda. How is it a voda? Dichsiv. V'achlu os l'masher kupar behem. Shakahanim ochlin ubaila mischaprim. Right? By the kahanim eating, the baal, that's an avoda. The baal gets kapara. Mishra shari, that's mutter. That's mutter. Va'asi shapir nami, that also explains the following. Had the parak berak shenid zvachim. The Gemara asks a question there in zvachim. Gabi kidush yadayim v'raglayim and akiyar. That about washing your hands from the kiyar. The parak, the Gemara asks, v'leisiv mesav, why don't you sit down? It's much easier to wash in this crazy way with the hands on top of the feet if you're sitting down. Right? Afagav de bazara hu tzarech avoda, shari. That question only makes sense if you're allowed to sit down, if it's avoda. You're washing your hands and feet. Oh, what kind of question would that happen? Well, why don't you sit down? Much easier. What do you mean? You're not allowed to sit down? No, if it's for avoda, you're allowed to. Stam, I want to take a break. That's you're not allowed to do. Go somewhere else and take a break. Avo pious, the hacha, lo chashiv tzarech avoda. The pious is not avoda. The after below pious, you can do without a pious. Why doing a pious? Because they're hurting each other. That's answer number two. Answer number two is you're allowed to sit down if it's for avoda. Answer number three.
Eating is avoda.
I just said that. Eating is avoda. Because by eating, the bile gets the kapara. So it's avoda. Right? Number three. Inami, yeshlomer, hainu taima demuta leishev lecha kachim, dachilas kachim ktivbahu lamashcha. It says by eating kachim that it's lamashcha. What does lamashcha mean? So the Gemara explains it means legadola. It means for greatness. Kederech shahamalachim ochlin. That you're allowed to eat a carbon, you should eat a carbon, the way royalty eats food. How does royalty eat food? Standing up like at a shmorg? That's not how you do it. No, you don't see people like that. You don't see chashim doing that. They don't do that. Why? It's not a very fine way of eating. Behind the miyusha, that means sitting down. That's why you're allowed to sit down. You're allowed to sit down because you're not a king when you like that. The kind of I like that. Special hatter that allowed to sit down. Only when they're reading. How do you answer the question with the kiar? I don't know how the third answer would answer that question. But what was the question? Well, let's sit down and do the washing of your hands and feet. It's so much easier. That only makes sense if it's avoda. But the third answer at least would answer the eating part, right? Eating, of course, you could sit down. Okay.
It basically means you can't idly just sit down.
Exactly. You can't just idly sit down. So the Gemara, the Tosfos assumes that the pious is idle. Only having a pious because people are so violent. It's only who's having a pious. We shouldn't have to resort to this, right? Okay. Now how come only Malchus Beis David can sit down? So Rashi says, Ela Lamalchus Beis David, Shematzina behen yeshiva, because we find they were sitting there. Shenemar, it says, Vayavo hamelech David, David came, Vayeshe lefnei ha'am, Vayomer, mi anochi mi beisi. David sat down, right? The Ritva asked, 1 second, David never saw the Beis HaMikdash. What's going on? Where did he sit? In the Mishkan. So what do you see? It's the same thing. Wherever he sat in the Mishkan was the equivalent in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's what you must see. Okay? Now, v'isal kadaitach, back into the Gemara, v'isal kadaitach kula b'chol, and if the entire room was in the chol, that also can't be right. B'chol pious? B'mizracha? Is that where we're going to do the pious? V'abo'in on beis elokim, nahalech b'regesh v'leka. But it has to be a whole tumult, right? And if I'm far away, I'm, you know, all the way in the far reaches of the beis, it's not b'regesh. What do you see? It must have been half and half. Someone told me yesterday, I gave the doc at work, so there's an old Sephardi guy there. He tells me, it says, Beis Elokim Nahalech Beregesh. Right? Which means, in the base of Hashem, we go Beregesh, with a lot of noise. It says, Beregesh stands for Barad, Ruach, Geshem, and Sheleg. No matter what the weather is, you go to Shul. Beis Elokim Nahalech Beregesh. You hear that? Like the postman. No matter what the weather is, bad, it's raining, it's snowing, you go to shul. Beis HaLakim Nahalech, you go. Berega. No matter what the weather is. Ruach, Geshem, and Sheleg. Isn't that a nice word?
Nice.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that cute?
Well, what's the writing that have to be the pious with Regesh? Who says they have to go
pious? But the Gemara said yesterday, why do you have to have four of them at four different times of the day?
Yeah.
So we said it because you want to create a tumult. You want to create excitement. Well, look at this. Another. You want to create excitement. So we do it four different times of the day. So what excitement are you creating if no one sees it? No one hears about it. The answer is nothing. So that's what it can't be. It can't be that it's in a chol part. It's got to be in a kodesh part. Oh, look what's going on. Another pious thing in place. Another excitement.
Mega noise.
Exactly. Look at the bottom tosfos. So listen to this.
How can you make a building have kodesh and have not? I mean, if it's connected to the
kodesh. So there was a boundary. There was a boundary. If you look at the map, I'll show you afterwards. The picture of the base. There was a boundary. And the room was right in the middle of that boundary. So half the room was in Chol, half was in Kodesh.
Right, we're saying, wouldn't the Kodesh go over because it's one oil?
So the Gemara is going to say a similar word like that in a minute. So we'll just hold off on that in 1 minute.
And look, you're in a room anyway. You're in a room. You're not really out public in the Kodesh. What excitement is it generating anyway?
So Tosfos asks that question. Tosfos asks, Tema, the bottom Tosfos. Listen to this Tosfos, very unbelievable Tosfos. Kivan to be in on pious per mikdash, since you require a pious, Bakodesh, I'm sorry. Samay lo farsin about Azara Atzma. So do it in the Azara. Why are you doing it in some room? Do it in the Azara itself, right? The Kodesh Kveit, more holy. And more of this idea of getting excitement, right? People are coming to tourists, whatever it is, people are coming.
That was meant for the Kodesh to be excited, no?
I don't know. I think it was. I think so. The Gemara said yesterday it was. I think it was meant for everybody. That it's a whole. That's what we ended yesterday. Beis Elokim Nahalech Beregesh, right? How did we say it? I think it's for the Hamonam. That was. I think it was for the Hamonam. Rashi says yesterday. Lahargish. Lahashmiya kol hamon am rav kama pa'amim. I think it's for the hamon am. The people showing up, big guys bringing a carbon today, some lady had a baby, here she is, and oh, look what's going on over here. Such a wonderful place. That's what I think it means. Anyway, Tosfos asks, so if that's the issue, do it in the Azara. Why are you doing it in some room? All right, half the room is Kodesh. Why are you doing it there? Do it in the Azara. Right? Makes sense? Listen to what Tosfos answers. Vamar Rabbeinu Tam. Kivon denotel matznifto shel echad mehen. Since he removed the hat of one of them and he's standing there without a yarmulke, even if it's only for a second, takes it off. All right, we're starting with you. Put it back on. Even though that the rabbi seems to say that's what happens. You take it off. All right, we're starting with you and put your hat back on. Even still, he's standing there for a moment, uncovered head. Gnaihu lamod below mitznefes bazar. It's a gnai to stand with them at seven nazar. It's a gnai.
So raise your hands there. We don't even make
it happen. Attention number one. Let's do it in some room. All right, we'll make the room kodesh so at least people will know we're doing it. Rav Yitzchak bar Baruch Pirish. We should listen to this. Mishum to have a kaimi bivikulyar, because we're standing in a circle. If you're in a circle, the im hayu mafaisin ba'azara, hayu achorehem el heichal Hashem. Some people have their back to the heichal. Can't have that. Can't have your back to the kodesh. Right? Therefore, go to some room. That's unbelievable.
Your back is still to the kosher room. But
well, you're in a room. Listen, so you're in some restaurant in the old city. Your back's to the... That's okay. Right? The answer is you're right in front of it. You're standing right in front of it. Your back's to it. That's not appropriate. Therefore, go to some room. Now, the room should still be kodesh so that it creates a buzz. That's amazing. Right? So you see these people, sometimes they won't they'll walk out of the room of a shul backwards. They're not just stam foolish. This Tosas basically says that. Now you want to say, well, it's not the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's true, your shul is not the Kodesh Kedoshim, but we treat it like it is in some ways. People always are there, when they go to the Kotel, at some point they turn around because they don't want to put their back to the Kotel. They're not making it up. Okay, where are we up to? Anyway, now we're going to ask what David asks. What we say? The Isol Kedaita Pesach Echad Yeshla. If the room only had one doorway, Upesach LaKodesh Yoshi Upasuach LaKodesh, and it's open to the Kodesh, Zakan Yoshi B'Marava. Can Zakan even be sitting there? But now we have a rule like this. Let's say there was a room in the Beis Hamikdash. How do you know if the room was in Kodesh or in Chol? Like we said, whatever the boundary was, in the room, how do you know? So the Gemara says the rule. Halishkos habanoyes b'chol, if it's built in the chol portion, upasuchos lekodesh, but the door's in the kodesh part, the boundary's at the threshold. The boundary's mamish the threshold. So, token lekodesh. The rule is, you follow where the door is. So you follow where the door is, v'itzalkadetach pasuch lachol. And if the entrance is in the chol, pious b'mizracha, we're gonna have the pious in that side. V'atnan b'nuyas b'kodesh b'psuchas lachol tochen chol, because where the doorway is. Therefore, there must have been two doors. That's the only answer. El alav shmarmina shepsachem hayula echad p'tzuch b'kodesh echad p'tzuch lachol. There must have been two doors, one in the kodesh, one in the chol. Therefore, the room itself was kodesh and chol.
Where did it stop? You should stop at midpoint.
Yeah. So we said there was another room that was Kodesh and Chol, and in the center they had like a marker that you should know. And the Kohanim says the Kohanim used to sleep in that room. They would only sleep on the room on the side that was Chol, because in the Kodesh side you can't do that. You can't even sit down, let alone sleep. In the Chol side, it's not Kodesh. You can do whatever you want.
That room they should have made Chol.
What?
They can't sleep around. Sleep a regish too.
Yeah,
you
what?
You're
not allowed to lie down. You're not allowed to sit down.
So why can't you make the whole thing a chol to sleep?
So, I don't know. So there's
sleep in Regesh?
Yeah. Okay. Next. Hapayas Hasheni, the second pious, consisted of 13 people. Okay? 13 people. Number one, Mishochet. Who would do the Shechita? Even though Shechita is kosher with a Zar. It's kosher with a Zar. We're going to see that it's not so simple that Shechita is kosher with a Zar. So first of all, the Ritva says that even though it's kosher with a zar, that's a guy brings a carbon, he wants to do his own shechita. But for a carbon tzibur, especially the carbon tamid, which was the first avod really of the day, they wouldn't let a zar do it. That's the first answer. Second answer, that's what the Ritva says. The Meiri says that again, since it was the first avod of the day, it had a chavivis to it. The kohen wanted to do it. So number one is shechita. Number two, mizorik. Who does the zrika? What about the Kabbalah and the Halacha? How can that not mention here? The Gemara is going to ask that question. Right? There's four avodas. What happened to the middle two? Number three, Mimedashe Mizbeach HaPnimi. Who's going to clean out the inner Mizbeach? There's a whole discussion now if this is out of order. Did that happen before this happened? Number four, Mimedashe Nesha Menorah. Who's going to clean out the Menorah? Umimale Evarim Lekevesh. And who's going to bring up some of the limbs of the carbon up the ramp? That's all number four. Number five, Harosh Varegel, the Rosh and the Regel. Number six, Shtei Yadayim, the two front legs. Number seven, Ha'ukitz, the tail, Varegel, one of the back legs. Number nine, Hachaza, the Chaza, the breast. Is that what it means? Yeah. Vagera, and the neck. Number nine, Shtei Defanos, the two flanks. Number 10, hakervayim, the innards. Number 11, asoles, the flour. Number 12, achavitin, and the chavitin. And number 13, vahayayin, and the wine. Shlosh asar kahanim zachuba, 13 kahanim. Now, we just had a very strange order of how they brought up the animal. Amar ben Azai, lefnei Rabbi Akiva, mishum Rabbi Yoshua. No, darech hilucha hayikarv. It was brought up the way an animal walks. Go to the front of the animal and go toward the back. Not the front and the back, and some strange order. No, the way it walks is the way you do it. And on the base, you can always have five different ways of doing it. Right? Mm-hmm. But this is what the Mishnah had one way, Tanakam had one way, and Rabbi Ben Azai here had a second way.
How do you decide which 13?
Iboyalahu. So the Gemara has the following question. Kishahin Mephaisin, when they did a lottery, La Voda Achas Mephaisin, did they do it one Avoda, one pious, and then what happened? The guy who won, he started it. And the next 12 people. Oh, Dilmore, maybe. L'chol avod d'va avod d'heim mefaisin. Each one of these 13, they did another lottery. Gesundheit. Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara. Kigon, mi shochet. Who does the shechita? Ulo kishe yizke, mi shezacha l'shechita. And when the guy wins the shechita, shuv ein pious l'shar yud beis avodos. It's not a lottery for the next 12. No. Ella, rather, Kahanim Shemu Kafin Liamino, the Kahanim that are on his right, Nimshachin Acharav, they continue, Kviseder Shem Mishnah Senu, like our Mishnah had, Shani Lazrika, Shlish Ladishim is Bechapanibi, Revealim Menor Vechin Kulam. Is it like that? Or no? Okay, we did the pious and Shechita, now everyone get back in the circle. We'll do another pious. Now everyone get back into a circle. We'll do a third one and a fourth one and do that 13 times.
No,
they said
it was only four.
Huh?
They said it was only four pies.
The Gemara asked that question. Toshma, arba pies was hayisham. It's only four pies in the day. Right. And if you tell me they did 13, just for the first one, tuva havet. I'm sorry, this is the second one. It's the second pies. That's a lot of avot. That's a lot of pies.
It's not the second one. It's the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth.
Exactly. So Amar of Nachman. Well, by Yitzchak, Achikamer, abba pies and abba pam the pies. No, four times they came to a pious. Ulachal, chadda v'chadda. And within each one, there could be more than one. Hayu ba tuva paisos. There were a lot more paisos. So it could have been, this is the second pious. And within the second one, there were really 13. But we're not going to say it. We're going to say there was only two. And then the guy who got it, and then the next 12 people came along. They didn't do this 13 times. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo hayu pious l'machate. Now, one of the pious was the ketores. So Rabbi Yehuda says, now, for the ketores, you need two people. You need someone to take the coals and someone to take the shovel. So, lo haya pious amachta. There was no second pious who took the shovel. Ella, kohen shezacha biktores, the guy who was the kohen who won that pious, omer lozeh she'imo, he said to the guy next to him, zachu ibi amachta, come with me and do the machta. So what do you see? They didn't do a second pious. So the Gemara suggests, well, shiny machta uktores, maybe that is different. The chad avoda, it's one avoda. Who said that here is 13 different things, all different things? It would be the same rule. Ikad amri, others have the exact opposite. Dafka machta v'ketores, the chad avoda. Only here it's one avoda. Avol shara avodos, but other avodos, boy fayas. They would taka do an avoda. So the Gemara says, no, machta istrichale. Sokat at the chamina, I would have thought. Ho el velo shchicha. Ketores is not shchiach. Why is it not shchiach? Because it's only twice a day, as the Rashi says. Ho v'lo shchiach. Haketores ela pa'amayim liyom. Only twice a day. She'ein haketores bob nedava. You can't bring a voluntary ketores. So it only happens twice a day. A carbon could be 1,000 a day.
No, but also one twice a day.
And I know. I'm just reading the Gemara. Also umis arta umis uma asra, and it makes you rich. Right? So there's another thing. Niskin le pious with neasma. I would have thought. You make a separate pious. Kamashal, no, you don't. But what about these 13? Of course you don't. So we haven't answered the question. Do you or don't you? So Tashma, now we're going to answer it. Taner of Chia. Lo lechal avodah v'avodah mefaisim. They didn't do an avodah, they didn't do a pious 13 times. Ella kohen shezacha betamid. The Kohen won the Tamid. The other 12 next to him, they were the next 12. Shmamina, that's how it was. They didn't do it 13 times. They did it one time. The guy won number one. And then the next 12, God did 2 through 13.
I just said, how did I decide which 13 go for the pious?
The one on the right to him.
What?
The one on his immediate right.
No, there were hundreds of Kohanim that day.
Yeah, how many Kohanim were there, typically?
How many wanted? So I don't know. That I don't know. Logistically, how it happened, I don't know.
I would think it would make sense if you have 100 Kohanim. Which 13 is the pious?
Right.
No, the only 13 go to the pious? So
100 100 people. You only work one day a week.
Right.
And you're base av. Right. One day a week. So I get up in the morning, I'll go to the first pious, which is the Chur of Deshen, or whatever. I'll go to the second pious. I'll go to the third. I'll go to the fourth. If I don't win anything, I don't know. I don't know what happens.
So if you have 100 people in the circle, so there's one guy who wins and the 12 right next to him?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's all wrong. No,
correct.
This pious was just for Tomit.
Correct.
So there's all the korban going on, so they all work here.
Correct, correct, correct. But all that is going to be korban of Yachid.
Okay.
Right, some lady showed up, she had a baby, here she is, and some guy won the lottery, so he brings a shlamim, and this one's bringing a carpet, this one backs and turns light on Shabbos, and comes to bring a chatas.
Right. Nowhere in Shas it says how they divided all this work upon the Kohanim.
No.
Right?
No. Okay, now pious Hashem, so we said there was a second pious. See, Bailu, me Makabel, who did the Kabbalah Adam? Right, the Mishnah didn't say, right? Rashi says, "Mi mekabel dam hatamid, kiven delo monolei b'masnisen kohen shpamina chad mahani avid lehu." Want to be one of these 13? There's no 14th person. So who did it? Shochet mekabel? Did the shochet do it? The e amar the zorek mekabel? You want to tell me the guy who did the zrika did it? So maybe agav chivivusei, he's so excited to do the zrika lo mekabel le lekule dam. He's not going to do it correctly. He's going to be rushing to do the Zrika. He's going to do a half-baked job of Kabbalah. Odil Mazorik Makabel. Maybe the Zorik did it. The E Amar Shochet Makabel. Because if you're telling me the Shochet did it, Zimnin the Shochet Zar. Sometimes the Zar is doing the Shechita. He's going to do. He's not allowed to do the Kabbalah. Right? Rashi says, Shechita Ksheir Bizar. Shechita is kosher with the Zar. The Kabbalah Psulabo, but not a Kabbalah. Shenemar, v'shachar es ben abakar v'ekrivu akonam es adam mikabal v'elach mitzvah kuna. Only from kabbalah on is mitzvah kuna. Limit al shechita, k'sher bizar. Right? What do you see? Shechita's kosher with a zar. So one second. Didn't we say a few minutes ago, that the kahanim, that there was no zar, the zar can't be part of the pious. Right? So what's the zar doing here? So the Tzvar Yisrael says that the Kohen would be mechabed azar to do the shechita. There's no other way to make this make sense, right? How else is the zar getting here?
The kohen, I won the. Giveaway is going to give away the.
It's going to give away shechita. Why? Because this guy always gives him his truma. He owes him a lot. He wants to be a big shot. So he invites him to come. You'll do the shechita for the talmid, and then I'll do the next one. Others say. That's a little far-fetched. That would happen. Not only that, they made a gzera that the Zorek should always do Kabbalah, so that whenever there's a Kohen, whenever there's a Yisrael, or a Levi doing the Shechita, they'll never do the Kabbalah. Because the Shochet never does Kabbalah. You hear that? They always made sure that the Shochet never did Kabbalah, because whenever there's a Zor there, he can't do the Kabbalah. So to make sure it always was consistent, they never did the Kabbalah. That's what others say. I have to say that he invited him. How else did he get there, right? El Alav Avisal Kedat. One second, what am I up to? I'm sorry, Toshma. Ben Cotton also Yud Beis Dad Lakiar. This guy Ben Cotton, he made 12 spouts in the Kiar. Kadeshia Yud Beis Echav HaKahanim Ha'oskin B'tamid Mikachi Deivrek Le'ev Vazachet. Keep on tight. So that all 12 people can do wash their hands at the same time. Again, why? What about 13? The answer is because the Shochet didn't have to do it because it's an avoda, right? V'yisal Kadaitach Shochet Mekabel. But if the Shochet also does Mekabel, now he's doing avoda. So place avi, it's 13. El Alav Shmamina Zorik Mekabel Shmamina. Right? The Zorik is one of the Mekabel Shmamina.
If the shechita is not avoda, if it's so why it's including the pious? I mean, who cares? Why would
we said because it's the first thing you're doing, so that had a chashivas to it. But it's not avoda, It's like a Hechsher Avoda.
So it's still in that, so why it's not listed as one of the Avodas? Why isn't it listed?
That's a good question. I don't know. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava le Rav Ashi, afana nami taniniva. Shachar ha-shochet, right, the shochet did the shechita, v'kibel ha-makabel, and then somebody did the Kabbalah, u'bala lizrok, and then he went to do the zrika, which implies the one who did the Kabbalah also did the zrika. Shamina, you're right. Okay, now the next Gemara we're just going to read very quickly because it doesn't say anything. It just says that the Tanakhama had a way of how the limbs were brought up. Benazah had a different order, and now there's like four more orders. Tanar Banan, Ketzad Derech Hilucho. Harosh Varegel, how does it mean the way you walk? So Harosh Varegel always goes first. Hachaza Vahagera, the breast, the neck, Shteyadayim, Shteyadafanos, Oketz Varegel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Derech Hefsheta Hoyakarov. They would bring it up the way you skin an animal, which is what? Ketzad Derech Hefsheta. How is that? Harosh Varegel. Even though one regal is in the back, it always came with the Rosh. The Gemara is going to say that in a minute. Then you have Ha'ukatz. We're going backwards. So the tail now comes first, because you skin it backwards. Ha'ukatz, ha'regel, shtei defano, shtei yadayim, ha'chaza v'ha'gera. Rabbi Akiva Omer, derech nitucho ha'yakarev. It was brought up, it was cut up. Ketz derech nitucho, how's that? Harosh v'ha'regel, shtei yadayim, ha'chaza v'ha'gera, shtei defano, ha'ukatz v'ha'regel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, no, derech iluyav ha'yakarev. I think this means it was the way it was the best ones, in order of best. Ketz derech iluya, what is that order? Harosh v'aregel v'achaza hagera shteidafanos v'ukitz v'aregel v'shteyadayim.
Why is the hind leg before the fore?
So Gemara's gonna answer that in a minute. I v'aksiv kol netach tov yerech v'kasef, which is mashma kol netach atov. The best part is the yerech and the kasef. Some other ones. Hahi b'kachusha. That's by a lean animal, and by a carbon there was no lean animal. Amar Rava bein tana didan bein Rabbi Yossi. No matter who you hold like, Basar Iluya, the Bisra's lean on, it always goes by the best. Mar Azal Basar Ivra the Bisra, the Tanakhava went by the limbs of the meat. Umar Azal and Rabbi Yossi Basar Shmeina the Bisra, the fat. My time Asaka Regal Bahadi Resha. So why'd the hind leg go together with the Rosh? Why is that? So Mishum Duration Nefishi Bat Samos, since the head has a lot of bones. Krava regal bahadeh. They would bring the regal, which has a lot of meat. The kuli alam yas rosh karabereisha. Everyone holds the rosh one first. Minalam, how do you know? The Tanya. Menayin l'rosh u'padar shakod melechol evarim. How do you know the rosh and the padar? What's the padar? Fat, right? How do you know that was first? Talmud lomar es rosho v'es pidro v'arech. So where'd the padar come from? All of a sudden we stick in padar. Tosfos says, that little Tosfos here, wrote Menayin. Tamely, im kain, amay lo chashiv b'masnisin, padeh b'hadeh rosh. So why isn't the padeh mentioned in the Mishnah? V'yishlamah, kivin the e'ef shel ha'akter ha'rosh below padar, since it's impossible to do without it, derech kavod b'chlal roshu. I mean, I didn't have to say it because it was obvious, right? The idach, and another the other b'raisa, the idach, padar achrina, l'may asa, what the other one come for? L'kidatanya, Ketana Yaose, what they do, knows that it's a podr, a beta shchita, they put the podr on top of the beta shchita, umalehu, and they brought it up, zehu derech kavod shalmaila. That was the derech kavod for a carbon. Alright, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. A good chodesh.